from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're discussing Oregon-Idaho, 24-14, not inspiring. I did want to play this real quick. It's about 45 seconds. This was picked off of one of Oregon's, you know, every game they put out the recap.
This is from Ducks versus Them is what they call this series.
Yeah, and it's
weekly.
Yeah, it's after every game.
After every game, win or lose, they put one of these out.
Yeah, so promotional video.
This is where this got big last year after the Utah game and the Colorado game. And,
yes. Yeah. So this we just picked this out of there. It's about 45 seconds of Lanning addressing the team after the game.
I'm disappointed in the process tonight. Not the result, the process. Process wasn't sharp enough. I'm not going to let you down by saying great win. That's not the way I feel. Hey, they played a good game. Credit to them. Do not discredit anything that they did. But I want to own our standard. Our standard doesn't change regardless of who we play. And who we playing? We're playing us. We're playing Oregon. So when you play Oregon next week, what's your measure? What you do is you dust yourself off and say, here's where I can get better. Here's where I can make my team better. Every one of you should be really proud to wear that green. I promise you I'm proud to coach you. A great team can learn from wins. Don't make adversity the reason you learn. Can you learn from tonight?
Yeah, so a little taste. I mean, I know he said after the game when you mentioned that when somebody asked him, hey, what did you tell the team? He's like, well, if I wanted you in there, I would I would tell you. So I'm sure there is another part of that
that's not
quite as arable.
Yep.
But, you know, it almost sounded like a loss. And that's where it's like, that's where my head goes with it. It's like, look, that sucked. I'm sure if you were in the stadium, I mean, we're getting some texts from people that were there were like, wow, that was pucker factor 10.
Yep.
And it was. That would have been the biggest freaking upset ever. Yep. The biggest one, at least, I think.
Michigan App State.
Yeah, Michigan App State isn't the biggest in terms of point spread, but it's one of the most memorable because Michigan was like a top 10 team at the time.
And it turned out Michigan ended up not being very good.
You know, that's actually
lost like 3 or 4 games.
But they were fifth in the country when that happened.
Well, they were number 5, and then they lost to Oregon the next week. That's when Oregon went in there and beat the crap
out
of them.
Oregon smoked them in their house.
Did you know that Michigan that year ended up winning the next 8 games?
Yeah. They rolled after that.
And they beat number 12 Florida in a bowl game. Hmm. So they actually ended up being a pretty good team. It's just
I think they lost a couple more than that, but yeah.
Yeah, they went 8 and well, at that time I think they went 8-3 and then they won a bowl game.
Okay.
But anyway, what was I telling you?
We were talking about Lanning and...
Well, I just think it's good that you have the... Like that, I don't know. I just go to the silver lining. Yeah. And the silver lining is like, you won the game, it sucked, but it's caught their attention.
Yep.
So they better be good. Now, if you see a lot of the same stuff against Boise State, now you're starting to go, well, wait a minute.
Well, if you see a lot of the same stuff, Boise State will beat you.
What the hell's going on?
Boise State's a much better team.
I mean, but what if they are? I mean, they're getting votes for the top 25, but what if you win the game and it's not that pretty? Yeah. We have a different conversation next week, but I have faith in the coaching staff, and I really think that as loaded as this team is, it's one of those things where I kind of like the fact that it's they have their attention already.
Sure.
You know, because you could easily sleepwalk through these
The other thing you can like is your defense. The defense deserves no blame. The defense was great. The defense was absolutely dominant in everything that you wanted it to be. And the offense put up great numbers. They just didn't get results. I'm telling you, when you watch the film, it's not as bad as people are making it out to be. Totally get the pucker factor. Inexcusable to have a game that is basically a one possession game with 8 minutes left against a Big Sky team. But I'm telling you, it's not as bad on film. And these things do happen. It's correctable. And as long as it moves forward from here, this thing can get put in the distant past. But that Boise State game, to me, takes on a whole new meaning of what I'm looking to see.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, starts with one thing and one thing only, run the damn ball.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I remember I was sitting there watching them thinking, God, you remember the days when these games weren't necessarily gimmies against Oregon and Oregon State? You
Absolutely.
Know? Remember, was it Eastern Washington would go and beat Oregon State? And
well, they beat Washington, if I'm not
did
mistaken.
Did they beat Washington?
I think they beat Washington.
And then Oregon lost to...
Well, Oregon hasn't lost to one of these in a while, but like Sacramento, well, Sac State beat Oregon State.
Well, yeah, I think Oregon lost one or two back in the... I'm just saying, like, back in the day, these games were, like, should-be wins, but also would oftentimes come up, like, what the hell just happened?
You're like, whoops.
But
it shouldn't be
that. That's the worst... That the feeling here is that, man, that should be... As talented as Oregon is, that those days should be over, at least for Oregon, and they weren't, and that's... It's pretty frustrating.
Yeah. You should not be a top eight talent team in the country and be in that game with Idaho. You shouldn't. They don't have the Jims and Joes. And honestly, they didn't have the X's and O's either. It's one of those weird, weird, funky games. And we've all been a part of, you play the game long enough, you're a part of them. And luckily, we're not sitting here being like, oh my God, how did we find a way to lose that game? We're saying, how did you found a way to win. And ultimately, that's all that matters.
All right. College football week one onesie is coming up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.